Blog Talk Radio. Please announce yourself.
Started ministering to these women and trying to encourage the women, but they would look at me and say, "Hey, you look like you've had a silver spoon in your mouth all your life.
Mm.
You don't know our plight. You don't know what it is to be hungry. You don't know what it is to be looked at and arrested and all of this other stuff."
Mm.
I said, "Oh, you don't know my journey."
Okay.
So I put my story in a book, and the book recognizes really a true story about my life. I was homeless at the age of 13.
Okay.
And it's a long story about how I ended up homeless, and how I ended up on the street, and how God himself protected me from the wiles of the West Side. I mean, when I say I was on the street, I wasn't laying on somebody's couch.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't laying in somebody's extra bedroom. I was actually literally in the street, sleeping in cars, sleeping in abandoned buildings. So when people read my story, then when they meet me, they're like, "You can't be the same person."
Mm-hmm.
But when God cleans you up and when God brings you out, you don't have the stench or the residue or the soot on you because he cleans you up. So the book Recognized was birthed out of my own pain, birthed out of the fact that I wanted to teach women that if God did it for me, he could do it for you.
Mm.
If I can come out of the pit, you can come out of the pit. If I can overcome these objections, you can overcome these objections.
Mm-hmm.
And I did write it in such a way where it did have like a Christian twist to it.
Okay.
Because I was in the church, but I did make it hardcore, straight up. You know, I was, like they say, straight up with no chaser. It had all of the real adversities that I experienced. And then I do have prayers in there on how to overcome bitterness, how to overcome rejection, how to overcome childhood trauma, how to overcome addiction, how to overcome when you're around dysfunctional relationships, because we all experience those things.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't overcome them, we go into our adulthood and we end up being dysfunctional adults.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Recognize was birthed. And it's a timeless book, because people go through this generation after generation after generation. It's not one of those books, "Oh, that's an old-time book." No, it is timeless. And it's one of those books, no matter when you read it, it will definitely impact your spirit.
I don't even think I fully understood what the book was about. And I knew you wrote a book. Like, I really, you know, like you said, people look at you now, then they can't even hardly believe any of that, right?
Yeah.
So I really thought the book was going to be like, "Namaste, it's so nice to have a crystal." But I didn't know it was about your life in that way, or that those things were even in your background. So let me look. Hercules, thank you so much for doing that, because you're talking about, that's why I put on the advertisement for the show, to heal for real. Like, this is I'm telling you, you about to get got by the seriousness and the playfulness of this level of healing and how it works and everything that Dr. Tony Akers does to get people to the level. So recognize, where can people buy that book?
They're all stacked up in my garage. The ones I have left, they used to be on Amazon, but that was the whole situation.
Okay.
But they can email me at TonyAkers2000@gmail. And then I can tell them how they can, you know, pay for it, and then I'll just mail it to them. So it's TonyAkers2000@gmail.com. And can I get them a testimony about the book?
Can you? You the star. Go ahead, girl. Shoot.
So what I want to say is that, hold on.
Because you know I'm putting this up. This is the email, guys, that you can email her if you want to get this book. And here's the thing. If you want to call in and speak to Dr. Tony Akers, particularly after you hear all this fabulousness, I'm going to put that number up so that you can call. You clearly can call us today at, I think it's 727-731. You'll see it at the bottom there, 5192. So there's the number to call. But go ahead and give that testimony on recognition.
Yes. Now, when the book first came out, I would sell the books by cases because I had different book clubs. People wanted to read the book, have me come in and talk about how I overcame a lot of the things that were in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was out because my background, I do have a background in real estate and mortgages, and I was somewhere renewing my license. And you know how they make you get up and introduce yourself and all that. So I introduced myself, and I talked about me having this book. So people were like, ooh, I want a copy. So I just blessed everybody in the class with a book. It was like 23 people in my class who was renewing their license for real estate. And then the very next day, there was a young man that came up to me. He had to be under 30, probably like 28, 29. And he walked up to me. He said, your book saved my life. And I said, well, what do you mean that my book saved your life? He said, about 2 weeks before I took this class, it was me, my brother, my cousin, and my best friend. We all went to a party and somewhere in Harvey. He said, and there was a drive-by shooting. There were some guys that drove by and shot up the car and killed everybody in the car but him. So he was still grieving. He was still just, you know, in shock. So he, every night from being tormented from that drive-by, he purposed in his heart that he would go back to that street, go back to that community. He was going to shoot up anybody he saw. He didn't care if it was kids, elderly people, a single mother. He didn't care. He was so full of rage for losing three of his most important people in his life. Well, they may not have been the most important, but they were still important people, that he was just determined to go and shoot up whoever. He didn't care if he would go to jail. He didn't care if he would lose his own life. He was just so full of bitterness. But when he read the book, he said the book gave him hope. He said, if you can overcome the things that you overcame, I certainly can. He said the prayers really helped him, and he was just really grateful. He just cried, and I just hugged him. I said, you know what? This too shall pass. I know you. And so that's just one testimony. So people, when they read the book, it's like, oh, I was going to commit suicide. Oh, I was going to do this. Oh, I was going to do that. But because they see that I can overcome it, I'm just little old me. I'm nobody special. I don't have on a cape. I'm just me. And if I can overcome, then possibly you can too. And it's not possibly you can do. You can too if you're determined to overcome your childhood trauma.
Whoa.
That sticks out in my mind.
Ooh, that, I mean, it's so powerful. I mean, when you, you know, write a book, see, if y'all are out there and you are an author, it's really, the book is not really about you. The book is about how it's going to impact the people who read it. And the story you tell, the plot, the doggone main message, that to me is what one should think about when writing these books. Similar, I wrote this book called Beating Black Kids, and I've had a brother tell me in the UPS truck outside my building, excuse me, you that lady that wrote Beating Black Kids? Or is a book about parenting or something like that? And I was like, oh, yeah. Same. He said, you made me a better father. He said, because when you gave me that book, I give the book all the time. He said, I was just about to have a child, and that book helped shape his father,
yeah,
his fathering to that child. And so this work of being an author is a strong thing because your ideas get to go out to the world and start to just, it's a ripple effect if you do a good job and really have an intention to make an impact. So, girl, I love it. You know, I'm going to sit my butt down and read me some recognized because I ain't recognized yet to really sit down and get in it. What a great title, too. And I'm glad that you chronicled what happened to you because that's what people need. They need to just see how did you come out of it and how do you address what it is. And so when we're talking about how did you come out of it, we're going to move on to your other book because she's an author of two books. Yeah, you know, we're not dealing with no little penny, any nothing. Your next book, this is only an e-book, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an e-book, guys, called 100 Quick and Easy Tips to Help You Create a Life of Health and Wellness. So talk about that. How did you come up with that?
Well, I would say about 15 years ago, I went to a workshop. It was called Healing Yourself with Food.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Yeah, sure.
I'm detoxing myself. I've been healing yourself with food. And I was there for 2 weeks, and it was so much knowledge, so much information that they were giving that I said, the people that I interact with, like my sisters and brothers, they like the Reader's Digest of everything. They want it nice and sweet. They don't want long chapters, long paragraphs. They just want the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I said, if I wanted to get this information to my brothers and sisters, I want them to be in bite-sized little pieces. So I gave 10 tips on how to clean, you know, how do you know you need to clean your colon? 10 tips on how do you know if you have parasites? Tips on supplements. Tips on detox. And I just made them in nice-sized little pieces so that you could just go straight to the topic that you want to look at. If you want to read something on essential oils, you don't have to read a whole book. I just gave you all the main points in each category, and I gave you 100 tips, like 100 tips on how to make a great smoothie or 100 tips on how to detox. What does that feel like? You know, what are the do's and don'ts of detoxing?
Wow.
How do you deal with bad breath? A lot of people have bad breath, but they don't realize that bad breath could be coming from their colon.
Right.
And that bad breath could be coming from, you know, their lungs. And then, you know, so I have those tips in there so that you can just, at least it can wet your whistle enough where you can do a little bit more research on your own.
Oh, I love it. That's what I'm talking about because people, I'm going to tell you, as a person who found out that I had to deal with parasites, that's something y'all are not even thinking of. And I'm going to tell you right now, you start listening to those commercials a little bit more that are promoting medications, they say it real slight at the end. They go, you may have parasitic infections. What? Parasitic infections? Like if people don't think about it, but they think they have arthritis, but they have parasites because my nutritionist, somebody, they lodge in joints. And so if you're grating your teeth at night, parasites. Yeah, that's a parasite symptom. They even said drooling while you sleep, parasites. And so the fact that you address that in addition to, you know, the colon and the supplements you need and all of that, that's extremely, extremely important, you guys. I mean, I know you're out there searching, but if you're like me, I don't like doctors with the white coats. All the white coats, no shade on you, but I had a stroke in 2009, and one thing, I was in the hospital for like 3 months, but one thing I didn't like was how I was treated in the hospital, and it was more so people didn't really even converse with me, like I was just a thing, they would come stick me with that needle, pop these pills, and my body was like, so let me help you find out what's getting ready to happen to you because you bugging with all of this chemical and stuff and that body was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shut down. And, you know, I'm a person who's holistic, like as a person. There is no medicine that I take. But the fact that to find you, it's been so beautiful because I can really address my ailments in a way that is not like anything I've ever experienced, which we're going to get into, guys, in a few. I just want to let you know because people, if you want to call in, if you know you have something going on that needs to be addressed, I'm putting the number at the bottom there. Called 727-731-5192. But if you don't want to talk, like you don't like your voice or something, you can actually comment right there beneath our, we're showing this live on Facebook right now. We're showing this live on YouTube right now. And so wherever you in, whatever you want, I'll read it, post it, and then we can address it. This is a very good opportunity for you to get things addressed with your health that are not intrusive, don't include taking your blood and doing things that may make you uncomfortable. No chemicals. We're talking to Dr. Toni Akers, and she's the author of two books that help you address life's ills. It sounds like even with the first book, recognizes even some of that mental cuckoo birdness that you're dealing with, you know, which turns into physical problems. And so the fact that we have you on here, and what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to break it on down, let it be broke. I'm going to show you what she uses when we go to our commercial break shortly. But tell me, in terms of where can they find the ebook?
They could just email me.
The same, right?
Right. So it's only $10 because everything's in 10. 10 tips.
Nice.
$10.
Okay.
Now email it. I want to give a testimony about parasites.
Please do.
A lot of times you could be misdiagnosed from your primary doctor when you're dealing with parasites. I was going to my doctor for 3 years straight because I had this itching in my ear.
Okay.
It was so bad that I would dig so deep down in my ear with a safety pin, started bleeding, and I just seemed like I couldn't get itch. So I would go to the doctor, and they gave me some drops. He said, oh, you have swimmer's ear. And I said, well, I don't swim. How do I have swimmer's ear? He was like, well, you could shower and water gets into the ear and then it gets moldy or whatever. So anytime I took a shower, I would put cotton in my ear. But I still have swimmer's ear. I was on that medicine for 3 years and still did not get rid of that itch. I went to a workshop. There's a woman on the south side named Adina Nass. She was really into health and wellness. Her and Beverly has passed away, but she was talking about parasites, and she said, you have parasites if you have itchy ears. And I was like, whoa, I've been having itchy ears for 3 years, and my doctor has been misdiagnosing me. I did a parasite cleanse for 2 weeks, and my itchy ear has left and hasn't come back, and that was 25 years ago. So a lot of times we have parasites, you know, like you said, the green of the teeth, the drooling. Sometimes people have, like, bad skin, stuff that just pop up on their skin, or itchy anus, or just all kinds of stuff. It's parasites. And then with bad breath, if you should never wake up with morning mouth. And people are like, oh, especially married folks, oh, don't kiss me, I have morning mouth. No, you have bacteria in between the teeth. And, you know, it may not be the whole mouth. It could be in one of the quadrants of your mouth. And the way that you test for that, you get a stream, you get some floss, and you test every tooth, and you smell, and then you test another one, and then you'll find the pocket where that bacteria is lying. So you have to keep that clean, and then you do something called oil pulling. In my book, I have, in my 100 quick and easy ways, in the bad breath category, I teach you how to get rid of bad breath. So when you wake up, your breath is not foul. It should not be that way. You should have fresh breath when you wake up. You just got to get rid of the bacteria in between the teeth.
Nah, y'all know good and well. Oh, Lord. If you're like, I don't have arthritis, I don't have diabetes, I don't have, I bet, what you doing with your breath? I bet you are dealing with that. Like, people are like, oh, because you just see too many people do it, even in the movies. They be like, oh, my breath, you know. But the wellness is so important. Wellness is so important, guys. You hear people talking about it, but when you feel healthy, that's different. It's a different thing. And I could say you know, when I had the stroke, I was dealing with an equilibrium issue. And so it was like walking sometimes. I was like, are my feet crossing right now? And, you know, holding on to the wall and all of that. Mm-mm. So the handling of your body so that you can have a good life. All of you out there that say you're going to die anyway, let me tell you something. The people that I know that I've loved dearly that have passed away, who said that, when they actually started dying, oh, baby, they was trying to do green juice, weed grass. They was not stop smoking, but it's too late. Like, you could have caught it before it got so advanced. And when we get into what you wholeheartedly do, and I'm going to bring it up in a minute. See, Dr. Tony wrote books for you to learn, but you can actually go to her facility and heal. So in addition to the books that you're hearing about today, Recognize and 100 Ways for You to Get to Wellness. I know I shortened it, but you know.
That's cool.
Yeah. You, those books are going to help you, and that's why, you know, we have this connection. But it's really beyond, because your healing is for real, you know. It's something that you can actually do. There are people that reverse their illnesses. But what we're going to do today, I'm going to give you a little bit of it now, but we're really going to get into it in a minute. But tell me how, because you do a lot of different things to help, you know, these different modalities. Today we about to bust it on down, though, with the energy enhancement system. Can you talk a tad about that? Because we're going to go into it more later, but just talk about just what it is when people come here. Yeah.
Okay. Call it the EE system, which stands for Energy Enhancement System. And what it is hyper-healthy energy that helps your body heal itself. That's the best way I can put it. So we're around energy all the time. We're around 4G, 5G. We're around computers. I'm on my computer now. My phone is sitting right here. You know, outside we have heart powers. We have microwaves. So this energy is designed to really it really puts tears in what we call our DNA. And when we have tears in our DNA, you can't see that with the naked eye, but there's certain energy tests that can be done to show what your DNA looks like, what your telomeres look like. So, for instance, a person with cancer has a lot of tears in their DNA. It's almost like taking a blood test, but this is more like an energy test, and it can show the breakages in the body. So you will hear somebody say, oh, I'm so tired. I was at work all day. They're more tired just from being around the fax machine, the copy machine, the 5 and 6 computers that people sit in front of. It is constantly zapping your energy. Now, I wear a medallion. This is like a energy, it's called an EMF, energy magnetic field protection. So it protects me from all of the negative energy that I'm around all day, like I'm sitting in front of this computer. So I can go to bed at night, but I'm not zapped because I am in this energy field. Now, the energy enhancement system, it does 4 things. It has light therapy, it has scalar energy, and it has photonic energy. And, of course, light energy is just there to help fire up. Some people call them meridians or chakras. I just call them your energy points. Because some people are into chakras, some people are not. But however you look at it, those are the energy points that are in the body. It also has photonic glass, which helps to heal the DNA. So people that are dealing with pain, dealing with any type of, you know, you said you have a stroke, or, you know, if they're trying to detox, or if they're trying to correct something that's going in the brain. Because I had a little girl that came to me who was having seizures. She came to her parent, brought her for 2 hours, no more seizures. I had a person that came here who was supposed to get cataract surgery. She came for 3 hours, eyes cleared up. To this day, no surgery. So a lot of things that are going on in our body, it crept up on us over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to sit in the EE system so it can undo the negative damage that our body goes through every day. We're in a car. That's electric. You know, everything that we do is electric. And if you study the heart powers, if you go into your car right now and start driving around, you'll see these harp towers outside. Some people think they're cell towers, but they're harp towers, and they can actually change the frequency of those towers in your neighborhood to ignite anger. You know, you may see a bunch of shootings on the west side of Chicago is because they put that frequency of the harp tower on the anger frequency or the fear frequency or the, you know, they have different frequencies that they can put those harp towers on. So you actually need to wear protective jewelry, whether it be bracelets or medallions, so that you're not negatively impacted by those frequencies when you're driving around or walking around or jogging around in your community.
Look, y'all, look how I'm looking at you. y'all playing games. Look, the game is real. And you know that we're made of energy because if you run your feet on the rug and go to touch that metal doorknob, you get shot. You get shot. Like, you know, your hair standing up on your arm. And I mean, so that's just all electricity. We are electric beings, period. We don't really give it a lot of thought, but the environment will show you. It's why you might get struck by lightning, like a person is drawing that electricity in, right? So those are just some common sort of experiences. But when I show you this doggone video that reflects what is actually occurring, it's going to help you see how working with Dr. Tony is so important, because you're going to be able to address a you that you didn't know how to address before. You know, you might be taking vitamins over here and working out in the gym over here, but if you ain't working on that inside of that body, would you take a shower every day? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But you don't clean inside every day? Nope. And so you have a lot of discord going on inside the body. So that, what do you do about that? Because the doctor's doggone sure they're not telling you what to do, and they don't know about nutrition and a lot of things that would just help us heal regularly. But today, that's what you're gonna get, baby. You're gonna get some tools and learn how to get to some tools. If you're not in Chicago, you better drive here. Too bad. I just look, Dr. Tony here in the Chicagoland area. So, but you're gonna, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you have access to the EE system and Dr. Tony and the work that she does. And so we are going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be looking at the details of this, and we're going to be just having Dr. Tony express to you. I'm going to express to you how it's for me, and we're going to take it from there. So, Dr. Tony, we're going to come back. I know you're preparing a knife, but we're going to take a commercial break, guys. But when we come back, Dr. Tony's going to take it on in. But in the meantime, we're going to prep ourselves before she comes back and gives us the full Monty, okay? So thank you. We're going to take a commercial break. You guys stay tuned, and you're watching Gathering of the Griots. Let's get it together and learn something from Naima Latu.
And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy it. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money. Yeah.
Right, y'all, let me look. Let me get myself back in the studio. How do I do that? Let me do that. So here's the deal, guys. There is so much to share. And hold on. Y'all know I'll be working these things and working the programs. I'm going to share with you something that's very important. They're like, Asada, we want to see you. How can we do that? Well, I'm going to share something with you while I'm fixing this that's going to explain to you what we're dealing with here today. So take a look. Hold on, y'all know how I gotta get up there, okay?
Optimal health does not start outside of the body. It starts within, more specifically within the cells of your body. If your cells are not properly charged, you will experience disease as opposed to health. The cells in your body hold an electrical charge, otherwise known as millivolts. A healthy cell holds an electrical charge between 70 to 90 millivolts, whereas a cancerous cell holds a charge below 20 millivolts. In other words, sickness can be measured by a weaker charge in your cells, whereas health is measured by a higher electrical charge in your cells. Through scalar wave technology and biophotonic light, the EE system gives a boost to the cells in your body, keeping them at their optimal charge of 70 to 90 millivolts. Spending time in this technology is like recharging the battery of your body, giving you more strength, vitality, and energy to thrive. Clinical trials have shown that the EE system technology assists in cell regeneration, neurotransmitter functions, immune function, and so much more. And this research has been acknowledged by many in both the medical and scientific communities. Thousands around the world are reporting benefits such as mood elevation, lower stress levels, pain relief across the board, increased energy levels, emotional stability, improved immune function, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. This is what the future of technology looks like. And the good news is, it's already here. Hundreds of centers have opened around the world in just the past 12 months alone, and we've only just begun. Are you ready to experience what this technology has to offer you? You can find a location near you at unifiedhealing.com.
All right, y'all. Now, here's the deal. Let me come back to y'all. Let me see if I can bring myself back to the stage. Let me come back. Anyway, the EE system is unlike anything that I've ever witnessed because it just is. And you saw a little bit about what is going on there. Well, there's a dude on the internet that really broke down the scale waves. That was nice and mellow. But I do want to educate what is occurring. I'm not going to show his whole video, but I am going to show you how scalar waves, what you talking about? What is that? What? How is it breaking down? Well, this dude breaks down what's occurring with those waves and how, and I think it's important that we go to school today, that we learn a little bit more, because cancer, arthritis, all these different ailments, there's something that can be done about it, and we're definitely going to know how this works because, like I said, Dr. Tony has the technology to help us. So I want to show some of this video so that you guys can learn what it is. Now, I think he defines all of the scientific terms so that you're not like, oh, my God, what is he talking about? Because I made sure I watched that. But let's take a look at how the EE system really works, like what is happening and what are scalar waves. I think that's extremely important. So we're going to take a look at that and understand the science behind all of this, all right? Let's take a look. Play, Asada.
If you're a web designer, here are four Wave
look
Studio
at these
features.
People. 5 trillion. Sorry, yeah?
But that's not the point. The point is about...
I'm going to bring it to the front.
If you're a web designer, here are four Wix Studio features you've got to know.
This is not for Wix.
How does the energy enhancement system technology actually work? What is it? What's the science behind it? And is there a way to explain that science in a way where every single one of us can understand without being that high-level quantum physicist using big words that the majority of human beings just don't get? The truth of the matter is me and probably most of you watching this, most of you in this room right now, we're all infants in that world because we don't know it. The more I came to learn it, the more I came to understand it, the simpler it became. If we want to explain something for people to understand, we have to explain it so an infant can understand as well in our infantry stages of understanding what this technology is. So before diving into the actual technology itself, there are five main foundations that we have to understand, and I'm going to make them real simple. The first foundation is the most important one. The first foundation has to do with the environment. So I'm going to write number one, environment. This is number one thing that we always have to remember. What is the difference between health and disease? A lot of people like making health very complex, making medical stuff extremely complex, and there are nuances and a lot of details and a lot of complexities to it. But there are certain rules that we can make things very simple when we understand them. Rule number one, you take on the environment that you're in. That's how it works. If you are in a sick environment, if you are in an incoherent environment with dirty electricity, with radiation, with pollution, with toxins, with pesticides in your food, all of that holds an energy. We call that a bioresonant field. And when you spend enough time in an environment, you sink to that bioresonant field. And when you sink to that bioresonant field, if it's a sick one, you will become sick. And if it's a balanced one, you will experience balance. Let me give you examples to understand that on a grounded level. If I were to hug you for long enough, our heartbeats would synchronize because we are sinking to a field together. What happens when women spend enough time together in the same room? Their menstrual cycle synchronizes, and we know that one woman doesn't give it to the next. It's not contagious. So there's something else going on here, right? It's laughable at this point, because we know that you're not giving it from one woman to another. There is a bioresonant field that those women are sinking to. And that bioresonant field that they're sinking to is then allowing them to synchronize their expression, in this case, of a menstrual cycle. Sickness and health works the same exact way. So when you experience sickness, what you're doing is tuning into a bioresonant field that's not productive for your health. And when you experience health, what you're doing is tuning into a bioresonant field that's balanced. That's number one. The environment that you're in dictates the level of how you experience the expression of your health. We'll go deeper into that in just a second, but this foundation is what everything is going to keep tying back to. Number two has to do with the law of conservation. The law of conservation is something that all of us learned in about sixth or seventh grade. Whether you remember it or not, it's the base of all science as we know it. And this law basically says that energy cannot be created or destroyed. If energy cannot be created or destroyed, that implies that there's no beginning or end. When there's something with no beginning or end, that's another way of saying infinite. We'll get back to that in just a second as well. The next three foundations have to do with cellular charge, pH, and oxygen levels. These three things are extremely interconnected because they're all expressing the same thing in a different way. And I'll explain what that means in just a second. Let's start with number one, cellular charge. What is health? Health starts within yourselves. A high electrical charge within yourselves leads you to experience health. A low electrical charge, a deficiency of electricity, and that charge within yourselves leads to disease. So the goal is not to ask, how do I stop being sick or how do I become healthy? Through this awareness, it says, how do I charge myself? Because on the spectrum of cellular charge, in the units of millivolts, because that's how they measure them, on an electrical charge within yourselves, 70 to 90 millivolts is optimal. And anything going towards this way, specifically 20 and below, is where cancer resides. That's where you create an environment within yourself that allows for things like diseases, things like cancer, heart disease, depression, anxiety, all of those things come in. They're all in accordance and alignment with a low electrical charge within yourself. So we know that a low charge is disease, and a high charge is health. Let's go to this one. pH stands for hydrogen potential, the potential of hydrogen in your body. Hydrogen potential, or pH, which is going to make it simple, is called neutral 7. Anywhere below that is called acidic, and anywhere above that is called alkaline. Most of us know this. Acidic bodies render environments where diseases can flourish. More alkaline bodies render environments where diseases cannot flourish because it's bringing us back into our natural state. So low pH, disease. High pH, health. We're going to go to the last part. Oxygen levels. There was a doctor named Dr. Otto Warburg in the 18 or 1900s, and he won the Nobel Prize for proving the following. He said, deprive a single cell of 35% of its oxygen for 48 hours, and that cell will turn cancerous. What that means is when you have an oxygen-deficient environment, you give an environment for cancer and disease to flourish. When you have an oxygen-rich environment, you render an environment that disease cannot flourish, and health is the only thing that's left.
I think that's good enough for you to understand that this EE system is attacking a different
realm in your body, okay? We're looking at a system that is actually getting to the electrical part of our bodies. Who knew that they needed to recharge their cells? I didn't know until this technology. So I'm bringing my girl back because for her to make a decision like this to make sure that we had access as a community to the EE system is huge. So let me bring back my girl, Dr. Sunny. Hey, my love.
Hey. Before I break, you said something that kind of stuck out in my mind when you said some people say, well, you know, I got to die some kind of way, or, you know, I think that's what you said, or, you know, I'm going to just eat what I want to eat and, you know, because we got to go. And I submit to you that that is what we call self-hatred. A lot of people, if you ask them if they love themselves, they will say, yes, I do love myself. If you ask them, do you think you have any level of self-hatred, they'll say, no, I love myself. But if you break it down, and this is how I break it down, and then I'm able to see what level of self-hatred we're dealing with. So I'll say, look at every part of your body and tell me what you think of it. They're like, oh, I really hate my toes. My second toe is longer than my big toe. So now you don't like the toes. And then you look at the feet. You say, well, I really don't like my feet because my feet are long like my dad. They're flat like my mom. I have really ugly feet. Then they say, I don't like my legs. But by the time they're done, you know, like, I don't like my stomach. You know, and I got a gut. I don't like my eyes because they're too big or whatever. By the time you're done breaking down your body parts, you could be at 35, 45, 50% self-hatred. Mm. When you have self-hatred, you really don't take good care of yourself because you really subconsciously don't love yourself in the first place.
Mm.
You're not feeding. When you have a baby you love, you feed that baby what it needs to grow. You don't give a baby beer. You give the baby milk. But you'll turn around and you'll overdrink. You'll overindulge and all kinds of things that's going to bring your body down. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, about energy. I hear people say all the time, did you hear about Susie? She had a sudden heart attack. It wasn't sudden.
Mm.
It was building up all along, and then it manifests.
Mm.
And I bring that up because with the EE system, sometimes people will come and they'll do 2 hours, and they'll say, well, I didn't really feel anything. That's the same thing when a person didn't feel that heart attack. They didn't know that tomorrow they were going to have a heart attack. It was creeping up. They didn't feel anything. They didn't, you know, they may have felt some symptoms. They may have overlooked. Same thing with a stroke. Same thing with all kinds of diseases. Mm. All of a sudden, they say it's sudden, but it's not sudden.
Mm-hmm.
It actually builds up. And one of the main things I like about the EE system is that the doctors will tell you all the time that you cannot get rid of a virus. You can't get rid of a herpes virus. You can't get rid of an HIV virus, a cold virus, COVID, all of these viruses. And the reason for that is because when you look at a cell, when you look at a cell is nice and round, viruses hide inside of a cell, not on the outside of the cell. Bacteria, fungus, mold, they live on the outside of the cell. But to go beyond that blood-brain barrier, to get in there to kill that virus, something has to unlock that virus. And that's what the EE system does. It's what we call, we unzip the cell, and we allow the virus to get into the bloodstream. That's why you have to drink plenty of water when you come. And you can get rid of a virus. I had a girl that came here. She said, I don't want to put this on your website because it's really personal. But I've had herpes for 5 years. She said, I dated this guy. I loved him. He cheated on me. He gave me herpes. And I've had herpes for a long time. She came here. She did 2 hours every Saturday for 3 weeks. Went back to the doctor. She is now herpes free. Because it got rid of her herpes. And she was just doing the happy dance.
Doing the happy dance now. We're talking about things that are supposedly not curable. And of course, you know, Dr. Tony Akers is not saying, come here, I'm going to cure you, because you know the disclaimer and all that. But the reality is, when I went up in that energy center, I was introduced to it by an elder who had a heart attack. and was having such great experience there, Dr. Tony Akers' name kept popping up in different places because I was exposed to something then called a med bed, and it's where you're supposed to lay down in the bed, and it could sense your ailments and hands and whatever. But then somebody said, I got something better than that.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And so it was the EE system through Sister Tony. Now, when I went, because everybody has different things with their body, when I went, I was just coming off of the parasite vibe. And so my leg had gone out. And I thought it was some type of arthritis. I had that. Look at my arm. You see this? You can probably see this. You can't fully. If this looked like the tundra, this was looking crazy. But going to the EE system, I could feel in that leg. I could feel movement in that leg when I was in that EE system. And the last time I was there, I actually felt the moving of energy in the base of my spine. So I don't know what was going on there, but I felt it there. My daughter came to the EE system. Look, when you be in the EE system, you want to talk about a good sleep? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, it'd be like a snoring extravaganza. But when you're in there, my daughter said, Mommy, I like detoxing this way because all I got to do is sleep, and I know how to do that. I said, I understand, honey. So for her, it wasn't her knee, it wasn't her spine, because for me, it also improved my eyesight, because I use these for reading, because I'm, reading here as well. But one day, I was reading, and I was like, I don't have no glasses. And so what the EE system was attacking was all of that. My daughter's situation, she experienced detoxing. She was like, Mommy. Yeah. She said, Mommy, I was in the bathroom all day, and just cleaning out. So what I love about the EE system is that so many people can adjust so many things. I want to bring up part of what it is here. It says you have here the energy enhancement system technology creates a hyper-healthy, charged environment. Hold on. Hyper-healthy. How you going to put hyper with healthy? Hyper-healthy. Charged environment, right? And it says when the body is exposed to this optimal energy, the cells become electrically charged, gaining enough power to thoroughly detox.
Yes. I want to say something about that. Now, I'm 62 right now, but when I was 34, my gynae, Indian woman, wanted to take my uterus. She said, oh, you have fibroids, and we need to go ahead and give you a hysterectomy. Do you plan on having any more children? I had two children at the time. I said, well, there's nothing else you can do other than taking my uterus. And then I said, well, she was an older Indian woman. I said, honestly, if I was your daughter, what suggestion would you give me for these fibroids? Oh, if you were my daughter, I'd just take you back to India and put you on some herbs, and we will get rid of the fibroids. She said, but here I'm only licensed to prescribe medicine and to do surgery. Mm. She said, so I'm recommending a hysterectomy. And when she said that, I put my clothes on, got up off the table. I said, thank you very much.
Right.
I'm going to go get me some herbs, and I still have my uterus today.
Yay, look. Yay, right. I mean,
They're quick to take our uterus.
Mm. Mm.
And my thing is, if God did not want us to have our uterus, when we get a certain age, it would just fall out. We would walk down the street, and it just fall out. Be like, oh, uterus is no longer useful. It just fell out.
Oh, God. Right. I mean, that right there, and thank you for saying that, because it's very important for you to be your own advocate, people. Be your own medical advocate, because I can't think of a person that knows my body more than me. They can maybe try to diagnose and this and that, but I'm going to tell you straight up, this wasn't by chance that I came across Dr. Tony Akers, I'm going to tell you right now. And I personally get a download on what to do for the day or what to look up or what to address, probably about 3:34, I'm getting the download from the creator. Boop, boop. He be telling me what to do, who to say, what to think up. I mean, like, go look up. I was experiencing anxiety, and I couldn't understand. I was feeling claustrophobic sometime in a train. And, you know, I got a download one morning. He told me, go look up B vitamin deficiency. And when I looked up B vitamin deficiency, oh, Lord, it was everything that I was experiencing. And so when I learned about going to the EE system with Dr. Tony, man, I mean, I asked, I said, when you go in there, right, so tranquil and fabulous. But then I was like, so do I need to put something more? Like, you know, you think, do I need to put some clamps on or something, on my wrist or something?
Right.
He was like, nope, just get in the chair, relax, lay back. And I was just like, okay. Look, she said, you want a blanket? Yes, I want the work. And it was such a lovely, deep sleep, because you heard that man say in that video, he was like, when you go to sleep, you know, your healing is even faster. But talk about, I just need to hear how you even learned about this world. How did you learn about the EE work, the EE system, and then thought to bring it to the masses, to the world?
Well, I've been doing health and wellness on some level for about 30 years,
mm-hmm.
whether it be oils, herbs, AO scan, just all kinds of things. I've always, and then I'm a part of a healing team. We get on conference calls every Monday,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about the latest and the greatest. So when the EE system came up, you know, I was going to join a team because it's not a cheap system. It's pretty expensive. And at the time, I was saving up for a car. I say, Lord, I need me a car. And I'm saving and saving, and I'm on my job. And the Lord told me a month ago to quit my job. And as a loan officer, I was doing pretty well. I'm like, well, I don't need to quit my job, Lord. I could just do this and that. And God kept saying, quit your job, quit your job. So finally, the job became so stressful. You know, we as melanin-native people, we tend to get the short end of the stick in corporate. We do the most work, but we get the less amount of pay. And so I got to the point where I was fed up with that. I was ready to just quit my job. And then the money that I had put aside for my car, because I didn't want a car note, I just took it and put a down payment on the EE system. I said, you know what? One of the things that stuck out in my mind as a loan officer, when people are trying to get approved for a loan, I noticed three things that put people in debt. One was student loans. The second was living above your means. You have people that make about $45,000 a year, but they got to have a $700 car note because they want to drive a very expensive car. And then the third thing was medical bills for the seniors. They just had mountains and mountains and mountains of medical bills, but they were still sick. So I thought to myself, I said, now I'm a senior. I qualify for an AARP card. I'm old enough to get into the theater at a discount price. I'm a senior. So I said, one of the things I desire is to age gracefully and not spend my hard on my money on a bunch of medical bills. I said, so I'll spend it on the EE system, if nothing else. If people don't see the value in it, I can sit in there all day myself and heal my own body. But thanks be to God, people are starting to take their healing and their health seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So they are spying me out and they're coming out. Do have a lot of people come to me that are non-melanated, so we got to get our brothers and sisters on board. They're still, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying this to be critical, but I say brainwashed
mm-hmm.
and thinking that the AMA cares about them. They end up on all of these different medications. I have people come to me, they have 12 different medications, and a lot of them have contraindications against one another.
Mm.
And it's like, does your doctor know all the stuff that you're on?
Mm-hmm.
And you're having this chest pain because you're on this particular medication. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I wanted to make a difference in the community by just making the financial sacrifice, investing in the EE system, and I said, I'll let God do the rest. And the people will come once they wake up and see that you really have to take your health into your own hands. Don't get me wrong. Hospitals are necessary. Get a gunshot wound, stab wound, accident. You need the hospitals. You need doctors. And there's some honest doctors out there. There's some doctors out there that will not prescribe you something because they know, you know, they're going to, you know, make a lot of money. They make a lot of money on hip replacements and knee replacements and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you may have honest doctors out there saying, hey, let's try this first before we replace your knee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just have a heart for the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Let me tell you, look, when I went there, right, when I went to the energy enhancement system, she was like, you know, most of my clients are white. And I said, not no more after me. Oh, no, because I'm going to spread the word. I got to blackify the whole vibe. I want her to heal everybody. But like you said, you know, our community, we're brainwashed. That self-sabotage, that self-hate, reaching out to really heal. I don't think we just really know how to do that. Like, where do you go to really heal? We got a comment. Sister Ashavi said, tremendous. I think you actually might have even connected with the sister. And then she said, beautiful and powerful, such a blessing. Absolutely. Thank you, Ashavi, for commenting. You guys, you can comment as well if you want to. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can just put your comment under the video you're watching. We are live. Or if you're on Facebook, you can put your comment there, too. We'll see it and we'll post it. And if you want to call in, because calling in, I mean, if I was watching this and I got a chance to say, I got a big boil on my toe, how I handle that? Like, you know, you have a chance to speak to somebody, Dr. Tony Akers, who can actually help you through it. Now, do you, if they go, should they go to your website to connect, or should they email again? Yeah.
Because on my website, there's quite a few testimonies as well.
Okay.
My website is totallyyouhealing.com. So it's TOTALLY and then just the letter U. healing.com.
You know, I've got you.
And when you go there, if you look at the testimony that I've been getting, and I need to update that testimony section because I get testimony. I just had a woman here just last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have a stroke, but she was having tinglings in her hand. It was almost like a form of neuropathy.
Mm.
She came and did her 2 hours, and then that night she did her salt bath, because you have to take a salt bath with some Himalayan salt, because the Himalayan salt acts as a magnet, and it pulls even more toxins out of the body when you're in the tub, because your skin is the largest organ in the body. She called me that night and said she has not been able to open up any jars because of the weakness in her hand. And now that's gone. Her hand is strong. She can open up. You know, so just little stuff like that, that makes a difference in your everyday living. If you by yourself and can't open up a jar of tomato paste or pickles, you know, that can be an issue.
And it's real, because I was going through that. It was hurting to clap my hands. And I like to party and dance. Oh, get it. And so, you know, my fingers hurting. Look, my knee hurting, I got to spin, right? And so to be able to, and I'm telling you, this is what the doctor said. I went for x-rays, all that. You know what they said? You know, we can't see what's wrong. That's what they said. We can't see what's wrong. And so they said there's no sprain in your leg. There's no break. So they just told me to rest, ice, compression, and elevate. That's what they want me to do with my leg. So they never said anything about the parasites, because that's what was creating it, right?
Yeah.
And so being in an environment that's going to recharge ourselves, number one, because who thinks of that as a point of healing? I just heard a sister say the other day, talk about her shoulder and pulling something in the shoulder and whatever. Baby, them scale aways would be like, boom, boom, boom. Let me get with you and yourself. Let me get with you and yourself. Like, it's so good because, you know, we just don't know what to do. You think that you have to live with that pain. And it doesn't, and when you couple with the pain, lethargy, you tired as heck from working and the stress of the everything, the job, the family, the this, that, it just creates this, like he said, environment that that's what you're in. You're in that environment versus being in a oxygen-filled, filled, energetic environment. And I think that, you know, the EE system, I'm so thankful for it because we need that. Sister Naima Latif, uh-oh, that's the big boss. That's the one that's over all of this, the female solution. Thank you so much. She said, thank you for bringing such empowering information. Our biggest challenge is to overcome the fear-based brainwashing that keeps us stuck on taking medications rather than discovering real healing.
Wow, she hit the nail on the head with that one because doctors will say, hey, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you. They do try to instill fear in you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you let this continue to go on, this is going to happen. If you don't let me cut this out, this is going to happen. If you don't stay on this medication, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the body is designed to heal itself. It's a magnanimous house that we live in, this body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's designed to heal itself. If you give it the right energy, it will heal itself. And we have to step out on faith and believe that. We're in a society where we want everything fast. Everything is microwave. You just want a pill. And I still deal with the EE system because people will say, you know, let's say if you have a headache. And you take a Tylenol, that headache will go away. So people are accustomed to that instant fix. So they'll come here and say, oh, I didn't feel anything. But if they go to the doctor and get their blood tested, get their A1C check, get their vitals, because I had one guy say, oh, I didn't feel anything. He goes to the doctor because the doctor told him he was nearing kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
He went back to the doctor to have his kidneys tested, and the doctor said, I don't know what you're doing, but your kidneys are functioning 50% better.
Wow.
But he didn't feel anything while he was in the system, in the EE system.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of times you have to take a blood test to see how the energy has positively impacted your overall being. It's not like taking a pill. Now, it can be. Some people have come here with pain and they leave pain-free. Some sciatica nerve pain, neuropathy, frozen shoulders, tennis elbow, headaches, toothaches. I had a woman that healed her tooth. She didn't have to go to the dentist. Her tooth healed. I was like, what? So it's a blessing to me to see the people healed, you know, especially the little girl. If you go to my website and you read her story about her seizures, no more seizures. From being in the EE system.
Let me tell y'all, stop playing now. This is Gathering of the Griots, baby. We got people here telling the story of real deal healing. I want to look at this that you created because you mentioned some of these things, but you say here, you know, after the EE system session, it is possible for the body to experience detox symptoms, right, such as a cold or flu or aches, pains, and more. It says this is normal and a sign that the body is discharging toxins and cleaning house up in there. Y'all taking a shower, talking about, I got me some good old soap, it smell good. No, but your insides don't smell good. They're not healthy like they should be. And it says the body may reabsorb toxins if it isn't supported with a proper detoxification process. Assisting the body during this time is important, and there are many ways to detox. She said salt baths can help draw out toxins from the body, improve circulation, and lower inflammation. That inflammation is a doozy. Y'all don't even know, baby. Y'all don't even know in the body when those organs are inflamed. Oh, my gosh, that when you handle it, you feel so much better. Anyway, she says drinking tea such as green tea aids in detoxification, supporting the liver and fighting free radicals with its natural antioxidants, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it says eating whole foods, fruits, and veggies is highly recommended to help revitalize and cleanse the body. So here's the deal, y'all. there is something you can do about your health. You don't have to feel sick like that. How do you, and then we're going to take a commercial break shortly.
Okay.
What do you recommend? How do people find you to come and be a part of this EU system, like right here in the Chicagoland area?
They can go to my website, and my phone number is on there, too. When they go to my website, which is the totallyyouhealing.com,
mm-hmm.
my phone number is on there. They can call me if they want to have a one-on-one consultation before they come. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times people do have questions. They're like, oh, if I'm pregnant, can I come? If mm-hmm. I have a pacemaker, can I come?
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring my grandmother, who's almost 90?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can come. That's what I love about the EU system. There's babies can come, pregnant
wow.
people can come. Elderly, it doesn't matter. But if they want to have a one-on-one with me, they can definitely go to my website, or they can actually call me, and then we can talk, and then we can, you know, put them on a regimen that can help turn some things around.
All right, now, she said y'all could call her, so I put that number up there, but don't call her right now while we in the show. You call her at the 9, don't play with me, because
right.
that right, they be calling right now. Could I? So, yeah, definitely, there you have the energy enhancement system. If you want to contact Dr. Toni Akins, that number is 773-206-6449, and I do have her website scrolling at the bottom. That's Totally You Healing. That U is a letter U. TotallyYouHealing.com, and make
yeah.
your appointment. I'm going to tell you, I've been working on, like, getting a posse. That sister that gave that message earlier, she's been working on, like, getting a group of women to come at one time. Because how many people can you,
sit at one time?
Yeah, sit at one time.
Eight at a time.
Okay, good. So if 15 of y'all want to go together, no, we can't do it. Eight, that's going to be the cutoff, and then you're going to put on the waiting list. So eight people at a time can be serviced. And I even saw that you had the chairs that we sit in. I even saw that you could accommodate if somebody was a little heavier and
yeah.
They're not going to be in some uncomfortable chair. Just talk about the setup attached.
Yes, yeah, so I have zero gravity chairs, so you get to relax and a laid-back work. You know, it's designed for you to go to sleep. And then I have some sisters who's just a little bit more hippier.
Mm-hmm.
So I have chairs that can fit those hips
mm-hmm.
where you can come and sit and be comfortable, so you don't have to, you know, worry about that. And my chairs will sit up to the weight capacity is 440 pounds.
Okay, cool. And y'all see those chairs in that picture. They're very similar to that.
My chairs have cushions on them, so they're a lot more comfortable than those.
Gotcha. Look, make it clear, y'all. Let's get it clear now. It's more comfortable if you go to McGill. And you're in Bolingbrook, correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Which
so
it's right on 55. You know, you just take 55 right on in.
Yeah.
Come in and you know, get it cracking, you know. And it's about, to me, one thing that I found out about the Asians, they budget every month for their health and wellness, just like they budget for their food, their cell phone, their
mm-hmm.
light and gas.
Mm-hmm.
They budget $100 a month for their health and wellness, whether they go to get a massage or to go to a salt cave or to, you know, buy extra, you know, whole food. They earmark that money for their health and wellness. And I think if we begin to do that, then it would not be one of those situations like, I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford to take care of myself. I can't afford to buy healthier foods. I can't afford to go to the EU system.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford not to.
Right. Exactly. You can't afford not to. We actually have a caller, 773-483. You're on the air. You're on Davin of the Griots, here to talk to Dr. Toni Akins. What's your name and where are you from? Look, they better
come
on.
Can you hear me?
773. Hello?
Hello.
You're on air. Hi, you're
good
on
morning.
Air. How are you?
Oh, fine. This is
what's your name?
This is Akuku James.
All right. Welcome. Thank you for being on the show. You have a question or a comment for Dr. Toni Akins?
Yeah. I mean, what you guys saying is so on point. I've been a naturopath for about 30 years, And I'm glad this movement that I didn't start, but our ancestors started, is kind of we understand now to establish it as a business, because the hospital is not the place to go for healing. I would always say the hospital is a place to go. The hospital is like, you know, when you take your car in for a diagnostic to find out what's wrong with it, and you know, get exams or whatever. But I believe we're turning the corner, realizing, and people are trusting now because they're hearing so many testimonies on how natural treatments is really the issue. You know, I was going to ask the sisters, you get into these wild names with doctors, they'll call this name, they'll call this disease, this name, but I believe all illnesses or disease is caused by food. I believe food is the number one cause of 99.9% of all illnesses. And if we see it that way, then you can look at it through a holistic a holistic perception, and now saying, well, if food is the cause of it, I don't need drugs to make myself better. I can use natural foods. I can use natural food. If food is causing me, that means I'm using unhealthy food. It's making me sick. So now natural food can kind of reverse that process. And so, so that was my question to her. When she sees these sisters coming in or people, hopefully you treat men as well, you know. We ain't just trying to heal
the
woman.
Yes, she does. Them brothers be in there. Yeah, them brothers be in there.
Sure
do.
But that was my question.
What was the question?
The cause of a lot of, not what she thinks, but what she saw or what she's experiencing, her patients, the cause of a lot of their problems, a lot of symptoms, a lot of their disease. Is it right there connected to bad food, eating GMOs, putting in chemicals in our body, and let's exiting that whole adhere of it's genetics. Oh, you got this from your grandma.
Okay.
No, we got that. You got this disease from your grandma because you ate the same kind of food your grandma was eating. So that was my question.
Got you. So you're asking her, and thank you so much, Brother Kufi. He's asking, how many of your patients, or what do you see in terms of, are they coming in eating bad food? What are you finding when they come regarding food? Yeah.
So a lot of times I don't interview people because it doesn't matter why you're coming, because the system is going to address everything. But I would say the top four things that I've seen. Number one is pain, all kinds of pain. Some pain is from trauma, you know, car accident, they fell down the stairs, whatever. Pain. Bone-on-bone pain, just a lot of pain. The second thing that I see a lot of is people are full of waste. A lot of people have a lot of big guts. They're full of waste. They're constipated. People tell me, oh, I haven't had a bowel movement all week, and it's Friday. They're full of toxins. Number four, parasites. And if I had to pick, that was number three. So if I had to pick number four, I would say that whatever they're consuming. And it's not just the food. You have some people who drink too much alcohol. You have people that maybe doing CBD, and CBD may not be bad in some cases, but depending on the grade that they're taking, and if it's tainted, they're ingesting things that doesn't serve them well. Some people still eat chitlins and pork. Some people still eat food that is not conducive for their blood type. There's this book, I love this book, it's called Eating According to Your Blood Type. There are certain foods that you can eat that is medicine for the body, but then that someone else can eat that same food and it'll make them sick. Like I can eat shrimp. I don't eat shrimp all the time, but I can eat it. I don't get, you know, sick from it, but some people can eat shrimp and get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can eat catfish and get sick. Some people can eat broccoli and get sick.
Yep.
Or an avocado. So you have to know your blood type. And believe it or not, a lot of people don't even know what their blood type is. You know?
Yeah.
Find out what your blood type is. Eat according to your blood type. And even if you can't eat according to your blood type on a regular basis, eat according to your blood type when you're not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
That way, the medicine will be your, the medicine, the food at that point will be your medicine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And every now and then you can splurge, you know, 4th of July, people want to go to a picnic, different things like that. Just don't eat food that is tainted. I don't eat, when I go to a picnic, I may not eat coleslaw because it's been sitting in the sun all day.
Mm, mm-hmm,
you know, people have to be real mindful of what they're ingesting.
Yes, right. You know what my blood type is? Be positive. Be positive thing. When I found that out, I was like, but of course it's be positive. Oh, fabulous. Thank you, Brother Tiffany, for that question. We have a comment. I want to, Sister Michelle, she said straight up, she said, thank you for blackifying the EE system. I'm going to the website now. Excellent. That's right. Let me tell you, this is a place we were going every Saturday morning, right, for like at least maybe 4 or 5 weeks. And it's just, I was telling people from my experience, I don't like people, I'm not into massages and stuff because I don't feel, I'd be like, get off me. I said, this is like going to a spa and nobody's even touching you. Like you're getting a healing and you're feeling a change in the body and nobody, you're just laying there. And you might be asleep. Look, Michelle said, I made my appointment. She done went on the website and made her appointment. That's what I'm talking about. You guys, we are sitting here today with none other than Dr. Toni Akers. She is amazing to me. She is the owner of the Energy Enhancement System, which can create real healing. I'm telling you, like that, what you just said a few minutes ago is so important. It's about that pain, because people be enduring pain, number one, but baby, they be getting hooked on that medication, them opioids, because of pain, taking pain medication, and that right there ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
I want to say something about sports recovery.
Go ahead.
I live in Bolingbrook, and I live right across the street from the Bolingbrook High School. And the girl basketball team, they cold. They I think they went downstate this year, but one of their star players got a concussion. She hit the floor pretty hard. And they were going to take her out of the game for 2 weeks. So, you know, the team was devastated. They was like one of the star players. I said, bring her to me. They brought her in because I think, you know, when you have a concussion, there are certain things you have to be able – there are certain tests you have to pass. I don't know if it's like – walking a straight line. I don't know what the test is, but she didn't pass the test when she first hit the floor. And they's like, hey, you're going to be out for 2 weeks. I said, bring her to me. They brought her to me. 4 days later, she had her concussion test passed and was back on the team. So I told all the coaches, I said, when you all have athletes that are having these injuries, you need to bring them to me. So I'm in the process of trying to get a contract with the coaches. When you're dealing with these injuries with people that's playing football, basketball, track, these kids are getting injured. The EE system is really good with sports recovery, sports injury recovery.
Got you. We are going to take our last break, guys, and when we come back, it's your last chance to tap in and call us. I'm going to put the number down there so you can get your phone ready. That's 727-731, you see the number down there, 5192. We're having a discussion with Dr. Toni Akers. I love her so much. What? Oh, my God. Because I never found anything like this. And, you know, I love doing future. I love doing whatever is going to be in the future. And this is the future of healthcare. Don't get that twisted.
Yeah.
So we will be right back after these messages.
Soulful Chicago Book Fairs are the most exciting black book fairs on the planet. Born in July of 2016, Soulful Chicago Book Fairs have both increased the literary marketplace for black writers and given lovers of black literature places to find books about the black experience the world over. The main summer book fair stretches four city blocks on 61st Street between Cottage Grove and King Drive. Each block is characterized by its own genre, donning the works of fiction authors, nonfiction authors, and children's authors. The day begins with a procession of elders atop a float, demonstrating the book fair's honoring of community elders. The entertainment of the Soulful Chicago Book Fair has been second to none. Audiences travel to its Grammy-level stage, which has featured musical artists such as Eric Wilmerson, and many of Chicago's multicultural talents. The book fair's community stage sits equidistant from either end and showcases puppet shows, open mic sessions, and author talks for festival goers to enjoy. Aspiring authors have enjoyed the Soulful Chicago Book Fair's lineup of helpful workshops on publishing, writing for children, and legalities of the publishing industry and more. From its exhibitors to its entertainment, its workshops to its overall power, Soulful Chicago Book Fair will continue to breathe literary life and prosperity into the South Side of Chicago for decades to come.
All right, guys, and it's coming up April 20th. Go put that on your calendar right now. Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 6 will be our Soulful Chicago Spring Fling Book Fair. And the energy is so good. I'm going to tell you, not only is there going to be children's activities, there's going to be an art party, entertainers are going to be there, book signing, extremely good food. Look at that, music magic time. There's going to be something for everybody, and we want to thank CEO Superheroes for being a sponsor of the book fair, boop, 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 youth organization extraordinaire. We're going to have Sherry Soul there. But put that on your calendars, because whether you're into fiction, into children's literature, into nonfiction, because I'm a nonfiction girl, I'm learning how to be a fiction girl, but I love our book fairs. You're going to see so many excellent black writers. And it's right here in Chicago, y'all, at the Betty Shabazz Academy, 7823 South Ellis. That's April 20th. Come on out, and we always have a council of elders that open us up and give us permission to come and convene and do what we do. So, yep, over 100 titles, and I'm just excited. So put that on your calendar. April 20th will be the next Soulful Chicago Spring Fling Book Fair. And so we are on Gathering of the Griots today, guys. And on Gathering of the Griots, there she is, Toni Akers, who she just, I mean, come on, just the fact, I just want to say thank you for thinking of more than just yourself. Like you said, if nobody comes, I'm going to just use it to heal myself. Now, with the Energy Enhancement Center, when I went there, right, when I asked her, like, what do I have to do? Like, do I have to put on something? And she was like, no. And she was like, the energy is just here. It's just in the room. Talk a little bit, because he talked about it in the video a little bit. Talk about its reach, though. What's the reach of it?
Well, when you're actually in the space that I created, you're experiencing something called a photonic blast, which is going to help the DNA breakages, which is going to allow your body to energize to the point to overcome disease. But the scalar actually reaches a two-block radius from my entire house.
Wow.
I have a guy that lived across the street and four houses down from me who was suffering from asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he came home from school, for he was in college, he would come home for Thanksgiving, Christmas. He said, I don't know what it is, but every time I come home, I don't have to use my inhaler.
Mm.
I said, yeah, because you live across the street from me. He's like, what do you mean? I said, come in, I'm going to show you something.
Mm.
So I showed him the EE system. I said, so people on my block is getting scalar waves energy. It's canceling out the 4G, 5G, all the negative things that people experience. The lady who created this, and you'll see the video on my website.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to my website, there's a video of the lady, Dr. Sandra Rose, who invented the EE system. She talks about how she had a neighbor across the street who was scheduled to have a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he lived across the street from her, his knee healed, and he didn't even have to come into the space. And people were like, oh, don't say that. You'll have people on your block just outside of your house or in your driveway getting the scalar energy. But you still need the photonic energy as well. So being in the actual space is the ultimate experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was going to say that. Don't be sitting outside her house in a car talking about, hey, get some scale away. Because you do, being in that space, I mean, and it's really more than come sit down, right? Y'all, the energy, the girl going to say, give me your hand. You open that hand, baby. And she put that lavender. Go ahead, because you know I'm getting ready to get to that. She put that oil in your hand, and you wipe it and inhale. We're going to move on to that, because healing with the EE system is a thing. Let's go right into that, because you got a little chart here, too, honey, that shows, like the different things you deal with. Talk a little bit about that, the oils and how you supplement other levels healing in your work. You're on mute right now, I think. Let me make sure.
Okay. The oils also carry a frequency. And the reason why frequencies are so important is because if your body is vibrating at a 17 frequency, that is like at a level of cancer. That's when cancer could just hop onto the onboard and try to pick you out. So you want to raise your frequency. One of the highest frequency oils is fragrance. I just kind of want to see if I can get this in the screen.
I can see doTERRA, but I can't. I don't know if I can see. That's frankincense.
Frankincense is a very high frequency oil, and it also goes beyond the blood-brain barrier, just like the scalar wave. So it's able to go inside of the cell and kill viruses.
Mm.
You can ingest. My oils are medical grade, so you can't ingest them. You can put them on. So I would say about 10 years ago, I had a lot and they wanted to do surgery on me. But frankincense actually can dissolve tumors.
Mm.
So I put the frankincense on my breast 3 times a day for 3 days, and then the tumor went away.
Mm.
So I use frankincense a lot. Now, lavender, I have a quite a few oils pair well. The lavender is one of my favorite oils as well because it's like the cousin to frankincense.
Okay.
So that's why I use it, but it has a very calming effect. A lot of people that come here, you know, especially over the last 2 years, you're dealing with people dealing with grief. They've lost a lot of loved ones. There's been a lot of death
mm-hmm.
within the last 2 years due to the COVID shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of grief going on. So I make blends. I'll show you one of my. Well, I have a lot of people that come to me with high blood pressure, so I make actual blends.
Okay.
Where now this oil, this particular blend, has about 7 different oils in it.
Mm.
And all people would have to do is to help with their blood pressure. They can rub it on their wrist, on their temple, different places. Or they can buy the oils themselves and make their own recipe. So I have a lot of recipes for people that come here dealing with stress, dealing with grief, dealing with sadness, dealing with trauma. Oils is something that they can use when they leave the EE system to kind of help them with their emotional issues. Because the guy was asking, is food one of the things that I see? Believe it or not, I see a lot of childhood trauma. We're talking people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. They're still dealing with childhood trauma.
Mm. Say that.
You know, and then and people, when they're around a healer, they just tell you,
they want a reading, girl. They want you to give them a reading, girl.
They tell you everything. Sometimes it be TMI.
Girl, TMI.
But, you know, too much information, but they tell me the whole shebang. And I just listen. And I know when they're dealing with that childhood trauma, and it could be something really, really small. Well, my mom likes my sister better than she likes me, and she always has. It, when, on picture day when I was 5 years old, she did my sister's hair. And she didn't do my hair. So when I look at my school yearbook, my hair looks crazy, and I have to live. You know, it could be something that small.
Right, right.
But it was traumatizing to them.
So
we have to take them back to that point and help them heal at that level so that they can grow and be functioning adults. So the oils are very powerful. That's why I use the oils when people come. I diffuse them in the house.
Yes.
I let people sniff them so it can get into the brain. Because if you go to that one slide where it says why essential oils, and you'll see that one slide, and I think it's towards the bottom. Wait a minute, not why essential oils. I think there was a slide, the number 12, where it says oils impacting our emotions down at the bottom.
Right. It might not be in this particular deck for this show, but I know what you're talking about. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So I'll just read it. It talks about the 4 ways that you can use the oils.
Okay.
You can actually put them on the body,
mm-hmm.
on the wrist, on whatever. Like I use frankincense on my uterus since I used to have fibroids. They're gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But I use them on my uterus to keep my uterus healthy.
Nice.
You can actually ingest these oils. Now, don't go to the Asking Fast thinking that you can get some essential oils and ingest them. Those are not medical-grade oils.
Clearly.
I have people tell me all the time, girl, you taught me about peppermint, and you taught me about myrrh, frankincense and myrrh, and I was at that African fast, and I bought this big old bottle of oil, it'd be about this size for $5.
Oh, God, come on now.
And I'm like, well, most likely that's not medical grade.
Right.
It's polysynthetic.
Yeah.
I love the African fast. I got some like, really flat jewelry. Some nice clothing, some hair, and even some oils. I use the oils for different things, but not to use as medicine.
Yeah, they're for fragrance.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you can use them as medicine. You can use them for, you can put them on your body. You can add them into your bath.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's a lot of things that you can do with medical grade oils that help to heal the mind, body. So you can get rid of tumors. You can get rid, like when I have a cold, like right now, I'm detoxing because I just found out I had mold, so I had to get rid of the mold. So
yeah.
Mold caused you to cough, so I'm detoxing now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I don't take stuff like, I don't know, NyQuil or whatever.
Yeah.
I make my own little concoction.
Yeah.
And I just put my oils in my teas, and I drink them, and it helps to help my body to expel things that shouldn't be there. So I use oils for everything. I use it for disinfecting when I go to a hotel. I disinfect the hotel room, everything with my oils.
I love oils that are medical grade. I think they're important to be able to ingest. And so I do love that you have that. Can they get those oils on your website?
No. And the reason why they can, they would have to call me, because a lot of people, it's almost like when you go to a doctor for a prescription.
Yeah.
I like to make sure people know how to use the oil.
Yeah.
You know, so they would need to call me, and if they say, hey, I'm dealing with this, and I like to walk them through what oils I think will be beneficial
mm-hmm.
for them and kind of give them a roadmap on what to get and how to use it. Because certain oils, you can't just ingest them. They're too powerful.
Yeah.
Like cloves. Cloves will burn your tongue off.
This sure will.
It's very hot.
Yes.
So you would have to dilute it. You would have to put it in something. And then I have oregano. So there's oils that are very hot.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what you're doing, you can burn yourself.
Sure.
So
sure.
If you're interested in getting, I love fennel. Like people always say, oh, I have like acid reflux.
Okay.
Put it in your purse, put it in your water. For those who have like acid reflux, because acid reflux can burn your throat.
Mm.
But after you eat, if you take this fennel, it tastes just like licorice. You can just put a drop in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And just drink it with some water, and it helps. It helps with acid reflux because those tums and those other acids are very bad on the kidneys.
Got you. We have a caller on, and we got a little bit of time for my caller. I think that is Reverend Plump. You are on the air. How are you?
We on Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. I am fantastic. How you doing?
Loving life as usual. Thank you very much for calling. You have a question for our lovely Dr. Tony Akers today?
Yes. Thank you very much. I would like, first of all, you, Sister Osada, I want to still work on my book and try to get it together between now and no later than April the 20th so I could be on the program with you all at, you know, the Betty Shabazz School Academy.
You kind of famous,
however,
Reverend Plump. I think that's
yeah, I know
too.
I got a little short time. But I want to make sure, because, see, I love orals, too, and I want to make sure that she gets in touch with me at 312-882-5935, and I want everybody to go to Robert Plump Facebook page. Now, you're going to see all them brothers and sisters, all the different superstars from pro to rich and famous and wealthy, and then give me a call at that number and tell me which one of them has a personality or human being that's better than you or me.
Because
you know,
Sada is a baby
Oprah Winfrey. 312. Yes, ma'am. 312-882-5935. I want to get some of that oil, and my question is, can she do business with me wholesale? Because I am that I am a successful personality, and I'm a part of the Prosperity Partners, and I want to be her partner. Cause see, and then
okay.
Another question I have is, do she have any kind of oil for prostate cancer?
You have oil for prostate cancer?
Well, okay, what's the name again so I can get this name?
Reverend Plump, P-L-U-M-P.
Okay, so frankincense is used for cancer all over the world except here in America. So I never use oils for, I can never say legally that you can use this oil for that, but I will say people do use oils and gotten some really good success with the frankincense as it relates to cancer.
Excellent. And Reverend Plump, what I advise is
yes, ma'am.
A visit to that center in Bolingbrook, because that starts to handle the internal organs in a way that, you know, you're, even if you take an oil, it has to go through your digestive system and this, that, other, blah, blah. So in conjunction
yes.
with that, that energy enhancement center, and you sit there for 2 hours and
wow.
what? You talk, it's like a sleep like you've never had before that you experience.
Yeah.
And
okay,
and I mean,
I would like to experience that.
Yeah,
and then, too, do she have a telephone number she could be reset? Do your guests have a telephone number?
Yes, let's
please.
Give you that telephone number, and let's give it to everybody on here. I'm going to put it on the screen, and I'm going to say it for you guys. The number is 773-206-6449. And that is how you're going to get in touch with Dr. Tony Akers. Thank you so much for calling, Reverend Plump. We're going to hook you up, and then we're going to talk to get your book ready. Let's roll.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right,
God
Brother
bless
Keith.
You.
God bless you as well. All right, go ahead, Tony.
Put the website up, too, so that they can
absolutely.
Website, which is totally you healing, and they can see the video. They can see a lot of, you know, the testimonies and things of that nature.
Yeah, let me get that totally you. Y'all see that at the bottom? Totally you healing at the bottom, but I'm also going to put it up big so you can see. No questions. TotallyYouHealing.com. For those that are listening, it's totally, TOTALLY, the letter U, and healing, HNG.com. So TotallyYouHealing.com. So we're almost out of time, but Tony, what do you want to give? What do you want to say to our audience? And I mean, I want it to be somewhat impinging. Ain't going to be like, you going to die if you don't come to my center. Not like that. But I want you to let them know and maybe articulate the types of things that people come there to heal, because I want the audience to hear what they're dealing with or what their mother's dealing with or what their sister's dealing with. I want them to know that they can come to you to get it addressed.
Yes, I want to say your illness is not until death.
Mm.
You do not have to live in pain for the rest of your life. God has given us the answer right here and right now, which is through the EE system. I want to say this. This EE system was discovered in NASA. So a lot of the people at high places, we're talking presidents, we're talking high-ranking generals, knew about this system. And they've been using this system to heal themselves. Think about it. Presidents live to be almost 100 years old. It's because they know the stuff that they hide from us. The very same people who invented the AMA, they don't even use their own system. They go out of the country to get healed. They use stuff like the EE system. If you go to Google, I challenge you to Google the EE system. You're going to see people like Tony Robinson. People that got deep pockets who have the EE system in their home. And it's because they know that this is the real healing modality and not popping pills day after day after day. Get up, stop being a shrinking violet, saying, woe is me, this is my plight, because that is not your plight. Your plight is to live a more abundant life and to age gracefully, and not just lay in your bed and say, I'm tired, I'm going to give up.
Mm.
No more being tired, no more giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Raise up and come to the EE system and pray and see how your body is going to respond to the energy. I challenge you to do that.
I challenge you to do that. And I think it's very important for us to continue to pass on. You know, somebody said the other day, what is a griot? A griot is a person who tells a story, right? And this is the gathering of the griots, because when we have people on here, it's about what we're saying, but then how we're saying it to the world, period. This show is global. I mean, we've had guests on from Japan and people in Uganda. Like, this is very important, but if you want to reach out to Dr. Tony and you're in the Chicagoland area, she is only in Bolingbrook. But like Michelle did, you need to make your appointment. Like, just make your appointment. That to me is beyond a doctor's appointment. And it's not expensive. That's the thing. When you call her and you get that price and you make your appointment, I cannot tell you what this is going to do for you as a being, no matter your age, no matter your age. Like you
said,
babies can come. Because remember,
we have, like they said in that video, a natural electromagnetic field. We have cells that work with electricity, but we're not doing things to force the growth in that.
That's right.
So we've taken in all kind of toxic substances, drugs, foods, whatever. If you go to the grocery store, most of your food is in boxes. That ain't the answer.
In cans.
In cans. You understand. Right. That's not the answer. But, Tony, give it to them. I don't know if you were finished just giving them that message, but let them know how essential it is to come to your Energy Enhancement Center and how many, what's the schedule, how many days a week, the time, all of that.
I'm open from 8 to 6 Monday. I'm closed on Wednesdays, pretty much, and I'm closed on Sundays. I will open up on a Sunday if a group of people want to come.
Okay.
Like if 4, 5, 6, if a group want to come, then I will open on Sundays. Okay. But I'm open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and I will open on some Wednesdays if I need to, because, you know, some people like to come in groups, so I try to accommodate them as well. But I'm telling you, it's nothing you've ever experienced before, and it'll be worth you loving on yourself, giving yourself some self-care, and checking it out.
Let me tell you, if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk, baby. And going there, like if you're out there talking about herbs and jellies and whatever, Irish moss and all that, fine. But there's nothing like this. There's nothing where you can go
right
in the room and start, the healing starts taking place just because you're in the room.
That's right.
That's huge. That's just huge. And it's another level of healing. If you're listening, I say, yup, go get your friends. All of y'all go, if it's 4 sisters, y'all be going to get your nails done or your hair, whatever y'all talking about. You better go to the Energy Enhancement System so that your inside can look as beautiful as your outside. That's something that I think we need to definitely focus on. I want to thank you, Dr. Tony,
thank
for being
you
on. This was amazing. And maybe we'll have another show with people that came to you from seeing
okay
this show. And then we got to do the success stories, you know, people who've been on the EE system and have a better life because of you. So thank you so, so much. And all of y'all, see you next Tuesday for Gathering the Grills. Peace.
Love you. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Peace, y'all. See you next Tuesday at the Gathering of the Griots. Bye.
Goodbye.